Julie Rathmill is the director of Wildlife Conservation for Audubon, Florida. She's expecting to attend the last Florida Acquisition and Restoration Council, or ARC, meeting Friday that could decide the future of military training in state forests, for this meeting specifically, Blackwater River State Forest. Rathmill says she's concerned about the impact the training exercises could have on wildlife.
You know, that could be everything from low-impact orienteering, you know, military personnel trying to wayfind across a rugged environment, all the way to, you know, live operations, the use of amphibious vehicles across creeks and streams. You know, there would be the potential of having emitters on the properties that could be used for aerial war games.
And she says what members of her environmental group want is a guarantee that the military not only go through the state to ask for permission, but gauge public opinion as well.
So how it was going to proceed before this was that, the agencies, the Florida Forestry Service, would be in a position to work directly with the military and perhaps even approve some of these activities without it necessarily coming before ARC and giving the public that opportunity to review the plan and have the confidence that all of the natural resources and recreational uses were being safeguarded. So it just adds an additional opportunity and a guarantee for the public that they, their opinions will be considered in this process.
Meanwhile, the Florida Forest Service, along with U.S. Air Force officials, have been holding a series of public meetings in places like Milton and Apalachicola to get public feedback about allowing for what's called low to no impact military trainings in Blackwater River and Tate's Hell State Forests. Forest Service Assistant Director David Kaur says concerns so far include Audubon's worry about the wildlife as well as the impact on residents' recreational activities.
Mostly it was probably other users wanting to make sure that military missions wouldn't interfere with what they're doing now in the forest, whether it's horseback riding or canoeing or hunting or fishing or whatever it is.
Still, Kaur says, while officials are listening to everyone's concerns, it's important to remember nothing is set in stone since nothing has been ironed out.
Because we're far, far too early in the process to know exactly what missions would occur and or even if any would occur. I mean, they may come to us and we say, no, we can't do any of it. We don't know yet.
Kaur says the military asking for access to public lands is actually nothing new, but what's different this time is they want to do it on a regular basis. He adds Blackwater River State Forest is one of the areas the military usually uses. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.